News Talk 1620 WTAW Tuesday update. Officer Kelly McKeith in the Bryan Police Department. We open up this week's update with some awards the department's receiving from Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Yes, they had their annual awards banquet today where they recognize many officers from all over the area, from Huntsville to Madisonville, Caldwell, those areas, and then locally for officers that have put their work into DWI enforcement and getting drunk drivers off the street. And some of those that had been recognized today were Officer Stearns. He was recognized for making 35 DWI arrests since September 13th through August 2014. And then myself and city employees Ryan Stout and Ken Smith were all given special recognition for a website that we developed last year called The Cost of DWI. And if you're interested in looking at that page, go to bryantx.gov/DWI. It's a really good website, and we're hoping to add to it.
And speaking of online things, a reminder that we had promoted the post that you all made yesterday regarding looking for some people of interest.
Yes, we did post a video. It was six subjects that walked into the Walmart on Harvey Mitchell on October 3rd. One of those individuals used a stolen debit card to make a purchase, and we are trying to identify those. Since we've made that post, we have gotten some tips that have identified one of the individuals, so we're still trying to get the rest of them identified. If y'all can help us out, then contact the numbers listed in that video.
Visiting with Officer Kelly McKeith in the Bryan Police Department, we have reached the time of year where the Blue Angel program has begun.
Yes, Blue Angel is something that we get involved in every year. We look at the needs of our community, and we get children's names from the city of Bryan that are in need of some assistance. And we also go to our local residential homes and get elderly people who may not have any family here that have some needs, and we put them on our tree. We ask that you take one of those angels off our tree, go get their some Christmas gifts for them. There's a list of what they like, their shirt sizes, their pant sizes, shoe sizes, things like that. Go get a couple of gifts for them, bring them back to the Bryan Police Department by December 12th. And then what we do is we gather them by the families, we wrap all those gifts, and we distribute those on December 20th. The tree is in our lobby at the Bryan Police Department 24/7. We also take it around to different events throughout town, and the first one coming up is Lights on Downtown this Friday, where they're going to have music, Santa, and the movie Polar Express, and we will have the tree out there, so you can just, you know, come out there, have some fun, and also take one of those angels off the tree. We usually are in Walmart a couple of days. Last year we were there right on Black Friday so that the people who were out shopping could grab an angel, or some people even just donated money and we went and did the shopping for them. But if you want to keep up with those locations, you can go to bryantxpolice.com and click on the Blue Angel logo.
And then finishing up with our locations of increased traffic enforcement.
It's slow down all over town, but especially in near the intersection of Villa Maria and 29th. In the 3,000 block of 29th, which is 35 miles per hour, is in front of St. Joe's. They're going to be enforcing speeding. And in 2,300 block of East Villa Maria, which is right there at the intersection, they're going to be enforcing that red light.
Officer Kelly McKeith in the Bryan Police Department with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.